95.7 The Hog is Daytona's rock station. The Morning Hog, Riggs, and we're going to move Guy aside and let the second member of our broadcast team in. Chip Weil, President, Daytona International Speedway. Listen to that round of applause in the studio, my friend. How are you?
I think that's just you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to, believe me, the special effects that everybody else will hear, it's going to be huge. I mean, you're going
to
love it.
So now I get to replace Guy. That's a big day.
Yeah.
That's a big day.
Well, you know, COVID protocol, he's been Zooming in on the show. It's been a weird time. You are healthy and good and ready for, you might not be healthy at the end of this run, because normally it's a little taxing on you and your staff to get through speed weeks, and now you've added another week. But before any of that happens, you got the Rolex 24 this weekend at Daytona International Speedway.
That's exactly right. Rolex 24 is upon us, which is always such a fan favorite. You know, it's such a unique event to us because 24 hours of racing, but then all the fans to do and see and explore the speedway is all happening this weekend. Kids 12 and under are free. Tickets start at $68 for Saturday and Sunday. So come out and enjoy the world-class amenities of the Daytona International Speedway and this incredible field of cars that includes Chase Elliott, Jimmy Johnson, right, Simon Pagenaud, Austin Dillon. The list goes on and on. There's so many drivers from so many different disciplines that are going to be here trying to get one of those Rolex Cosmograph Daytonas at the end of 24 hours roaring around the Daytona International Speedway.
I mean, this is the premier field for this race. The names you just mentioned and more are out there. So you're seeing the best of the best from many different disciplines of racing. I mean, that must have been a treat for you to find out that some of the Cup guys were coming over and enjoying some different kind of racing, right?
Yeah, I've been working on Jimmy for a couple of years, and I'm really excited that he's here this weekend, and he's going to run for Cadillac, trying to see if he can get to victory lane. It's going to be awesome. But again, I think this just speaks to how important this event is to race car drivers from every different discipline of motorsport. It's a race that's on their bucket list. They want to come compete in it. They want to come try to win. And certainly, we got a world-class field as we wave the green flag on Saturday afternoon for the 59th running of the Rolex 24. We do have tickets available, but I would encourage your listeners, get them while they last. Get them today. Go to DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com right now. Secure your tickets for the weekend and be a part of what will be an incredible weekend out here at the Daytona International Speedway.
That's right. You know, you're looking at good weather again. You're looking at a limited situation, but you've set it up and made it so easy for the fans to access it. Obviously the infield in this particular race, when you're down in the infield, is a big part of seeing what, you know, you get to see it from everywhere, but where's the, for people who are buying their tickets, Where do they want to watch this thing? They want to be watching the turns. They want to watch look on that backstretch. Look at that chicane. What do they want to be looking at? The bus stop, I should say.
Yes, all of it. I think that's the beauty of this event. It's very different than, you know, coming to the Daytona 500 or any other event during Speed Week presented by Advent Health. Is you have the flexibility to move around the venue, so you can go watch the race from high atop our world class venue and, you know, outside. And then you can jump on a tram and go inside and see it from the East Horseshoe or the West Horseshoe. You can jump on the Ferris wheel and get a really unique perspective of the event. It truly just gives you an opportunity, this event does, to explore our facility. And, you know, we've tried to make the experience as close to what people are accustomed to as possible. But knowing that we have to abide by all of our COVID protocols, some of the experience will be different. The fan zone will be open, but we won't unfortunately be able to have interactions with the drivers because of COVID protocols and them having to stay in their bubble in the garage and on pit road. But again, we looked at every individual element of the Rolex 24 in a silo, figure out if we could do it or not based on the protocols that we had to adhere to. And I'm really proud of the team for being able to get creative, but certainly do it safely for our fans as they come out, enjoy world-class sports car racing at the premier motorsports facility in the world, the Daytona International Speedway.